Hare Krishna. It's the 22nd Tuesday. I don't think it's been posted as yet, although it will be soon. And that is our new art department here in Hungary. As you know, we had an art department in the farm that has more or less morphed or transformed into a handicrafts department, and so I started a new art department in Eger, and our first project was to create a mega diorama. So we did one, which is the karma diorama that you've all probably seen before, or at least seen pictures of before. It's the man slaughtering the cow, and the man has the cow's face and the cow has the man's face. It's very nice, it's very large, and before we move on with other projects, and I'll mention what those are, we're going to manufacture about 10 of these. We have 5 of them for Hungary, the farm, Budapest, and other 3 centers, and there'll be 5 available for those who are interested for their temples, preaching, or even just have it in your living room in order to be a little conversation piece for our guests. And we'll probably run somewhere around 1900 euros or 2000 euros plus shipping, and that's within a box. The figures themselves are really quite big. They stand from waist high, and they come face high. They're big enough to have a dozen people standing around them and see them very well, and they're very powerful. They can also be left outside. The one in the farm is going to be sitting outside summer and winter, not far from the Goshala. So if you're interested or know any centers or temples who are, then please let us know. Right now, the next project is going to be working a standard, as I mentioned yesterday, in ceramic bas-relief dioramas that'll be, anyway, maybe about 2 feet wide and 1 foot high. And if we get advanced orders, we'll make those as well. So this is our new art department, very quality stuff. And if you want any know any more, then you can just write in on the website. Today I'm going back to the doctors, but before I do, I'm going to answer a question. Here is one from Janudas, and he's asking, how do we combat the mind's constant suggestion of just one more time, surely that won't hurt, I've got all of eternity to rectify myself and become a pure devotee, despite all the knowledge that we take in over the course of many years, still the immediacy of our situation doesn't hit us, is this due to offensive chanting or what? Well, certainly for preachers who are face-to-face with the reality of material life, they should be having a constant reminder of what's going on. But unfortunately, despite the fact that we're being reminded of the miseries of material existence and the risks that we're taking by not taking advantage of every minute that we have to become Krishna conscious, as a result, if something isn't flowing from one end to the other here, I apologize, but my machine is breaking down, so sometimes it records, sometimes it doesn't. Anyway, it's an unfortunate result of this type of consciousness or laxity is as a result of the strong presence of unwanted desires within the heart. And that tenacity for material enjoyment still feeds the lower modes of material nature the mind, which is influenced by those modes, into coming up with so many excuses why we should not be applying ourselves full speed. Of course, if one is chanting offensively, then that type of mentality will continue. However, even if one is chanting well and free of offense, it will take some time before that lethargy clears off. The only solution then is to be very strict with oneself in terms of personal habits, maintain very strict association, good association with serious devotees who are putting all the time to best advantage. And ultimately, there's no alternative for controlling the mind and not giving into the mind when it says just one more time, because one more time does hurt. It does give a precedent. Every time we perform some illicit activity, every time we hesitate or refuse to surrender, that precedent for the mind actually sets us back. It becomes another hurdle to then overcome later. And in our reality, we don't have so much time. Who said that, you know, we've got all of eternity? If eternity means eternity in hell, so we're in hell right now. For us to continue in this situation is really an unpalatable thing. Therefore, with real enthusiasm, we should pursue the process of devotional service. We should practice Krishna consciousness very nicely, and we should ensure that we're getting that type of higher taste, param drishtva, which will counteract this type of argument posed to us by the mind. If we're getting a better taste from the process of Krishna consciousness, from chanting Hare Krishna, from hearing Krishna's wonderful teachings and pastimes, nice association with devotees, then the mind's going to be less prone to try to get taste in something else. I hope that helps. And here's a question from Barshana. She says, how is it possible to think of myself as lower than the straw in the street? It's as if Lord Chaitanya is asking me to imagine something that's untrue, although I know that Lord Chaitanya is not exaggerating. Anyway, he's giving us an example. And we all function on a conception, a concept of ourselves. He's giving us a conception. If we don't have this, then we certainly have something else. Whether we're thinking of ourselves as some kind of great hero, and we parade ourselves forward like that, whether we have a conception of ourselves as being very beautiful. So we all have some kind of abhiman, some kind of conception of who we are. Lord Chaitanya says, if you want to meditate on something to be, then meditate on the straw in the street and conceive of yourself as being like that. You're not a straw and you're not in the street, but it's a good role model for us to emulate. And we do this in terms of learning to be humble. We do the same thing in terms of advancing in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya also says, Gopi Bharata Kamayo Das Adas Anudas, conceive of yourself as a servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis, or the lover of the gopis. So that's another meditation, it's another conception. We're not in that position where we've realized that identity, but it's certainly a better conception than one will have if we don't cultivate this type of mood, because otherwise we're going to have the conception that I'm a professor, I'm a male, I'm a father, I'm a wealthy person, and so on. Inevitably, we have to have identities, and we identify with certain ideas. So these are ideas which are given to us so that we cultivate certain moods that are favorable for Krishna consciousness. The overall mood of Krishna consciousness is that you're a servant, so we cultivate that mentality of being a servant by calling others Prabhu and so on. Similarly, for chanting Hare Krishna properly, we require a certain type of mood. For interacting with Vaishnavas, we need a type of mood. So therefore, our anushilanam, or our cultivation, should be the type of humility of a piece of straw in the street, which can be walked upon by anyone, which is in the dirt, which is insignificant, no one considers to be of any real value, which doesn't complain, is swept about by the wind. That mood of humility is favorable for chanting, favorable for being devotees, and it's a very good meditation or a contemplation. And unless we give our minds some positive things to think about, it's going to be thinking about negative things. So this is one thing that we should keep wrapped around our necks. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, in other words, we should constantly be absorbed in this thought of Trinada Pisunichina. Okay, I'm going to do my puja and get underway. Thank you all very much, and Hare Krishna.